Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore, here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and we just heard John J. Kimmel from a 1909 recording of a medley of clogs, the Cliff and Ruby hornpipe, and Wilson's clog. And that's off of a re-released CD called Early Recordings of Irish Traditional Music. This week, in honor of the rich accordion tradition here in southwest Louisiana, we'll be listening to recordings of the 10-button single-row accordion, or the melodeon, from the Irish music tradition. John Kimmel, who we just heard, was born in Brooklyn in 1866 of German immigrant parents, but he became interested in Irish music, and he's often credited with popularizing the melodeon among Irish Americans. He billed himself as the Irish Dutchman, and he had a career that stretched from about 1904 to 1920, with his earliest recordings done on Edison Wax Cylinder in 1906. We're going to continue listening to another Irish-American on the melodeon, born in 1930 in Boston to Irish immigrants, Joe Duran. His father played the accordion and his mother the fiddle, and he started playing at the age of 10, learning from Jerry O'Brien, an immigrant from County Cork in Ireland. And he was strongly influenced by John Kimmel as well. We'll hear him here playing The Hare and the Corn in Haley's, which was recorded by Kimmel, along with Felix Dolan, the great piano player from New York.
Thank you. Thank you. Johnny, will you marry me? Marry me, marry me. Johnny, will you marry me? You take me out of danger. Johnny, will you marry me? Marry me, marry me. Johnny, will you marry me? You take me out of danger. Diddly diddle dum dum. Diddly diddle doodle diddle 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 diddle. Marry you, marry you, I won't marry you because you are a stranger. I won't marry you, marry you, marry you, I won't marry you because you are a stranger. Diddly diddle dum dum, diddly diddle doodle diddle, diddly diddle doodle diddle, diddly diddle doodle diddle, diddly diddle dum dum, diddly diddle doodle diddle, diddly diddle doodle diddle, diddly diddle. Tell me so, tell me so, tell me so. Why didn't you tell me so before you stole the Aram?
Well, there seems to be a problem with that track, but that was Dan Sullivan's Shamrock Band, an Irish-American dancehall band from Boston that was popular in the 1920s and 30s, with George Tapley on accordion, Murdy Rabbit on vocals and piccolo, Neil Nolan on banjo, and Dan Sullivan on piano and directing. Before that, we heard Johnny O'Halloran. He's from the Connemara Island of Inishbofin, from a musical family, and he's actually the owner of the last Pointe Noire accordion ever made by Dick Richard, so he often plays on a Cajun accordion originating right here. The first track of that set was Joe Duran and Felix Dolan. Joe Duran was actually playing a two-row accordion, but he learned on the one-row, and you can hear the influence of the melodeon style in his playing. We're going to continue with another Boston-based melodeon player, originally from the Connemara area of County Galway as well, from Lettermore. This is John Gannon. He immigrated to Chicago in 1959 and later settled in Boston. And he's going to play a couple of jigs from his 2010 album. We'll be right back. That was David Munnelly from his 2006 CD, By Heck. And there he was playing a set of tunes learned from John Kimmel recordings, and he calls that Kimmel's. Before that, we heard a recording of three harmonica players. I decided to include the harmonica because it has the same press and draw style, using the mouth, as the 10-button melodeon does. And that was Phil and his sons John and Pip Murphy from their CD Trip to Cullenstown, recorded in 1991, playing The Shepherd's Love Dream, a waltz. Before that, we heard John Gannon on the melodeon. Going to continue on with a recording of a box player named Alan Morris Rowe from Swinford, County Mayo. He was born in 1951, and his grandmother played the melodeon, which is how he was first introduced to it. His father played as well, learning from the grandmother, Caddy Nell Gallagher, who was born in 1884. She played from her childhood, learning from a number of elderly players around her who were born in the early 1800s. So Alan Morris Rowe provides to us a direct connection of the melodeon tradition in Mayo going back to the mid-1800s when the melodeon first came into the music. He spent a lot of time as well researching the life and music of P.G. Conlon and was strongly influenced by him. So here we have Alan Morris Rowe talking about the music a little bit and then playing The Duke of Leinster for us from his 2008 live recording recorded in New Jersey called Old Irish Melodeon Masterpieces.
Now, I just want to say what I'm also doing here, I'm a single role player and of a kind, and like many of these tunes, what's known as the old melodeon, as it used to be called, which is actually an American word, I as far as I know, the word came from America, but melodeons we used to call, when we refer to melodeons in Ireland, or melodeons, it was the single row with stoppers on top here. There'd be three or four stoppers. But a melodeon is an accordion. It's just that it's an American word. But it came into the Irish, situation of them be brought over from America years ago, and of course the word melodeon would be used, and of course that became the melodeon eventually, as we'd say it, you know. And we also have an expression in Ireland that if you were making a racket or you could be either like children making a racket or anyone making a racket, they used the expression that it was cat melodeon. Have you heard that? It was cat melodeon. Hopefully I don't sound cat melodeon, that's all I can say. But anyhow, this Duke of Leinster now, this is a melodeon sort of single row way of doing this. And I remember one time humming this for the lady herself at home, and I didn't think she knew this tune, and I started to lilt the tune for her. And she said, you know that, Mom? And she said, that's John Duffy's reel. So she called it John Duffy's reel, and then she explained to me who John Duffy was. He was one of her boyfriends way back, and I would reckon you'd be talking about 1900 or thereabouts, or maybe a little bit this side of it. And she also told me that, I remember saying he was a grand flute player. So here's John Duffy's reel, or otherwise known as the Duke of Leinster.
That was Alan Morris Rowe playing the Duke of Leinster, or as he called it, John Duffy's reel, and talking a little bit about the music. And it's great the way you can hear him playing the left hand on that recording as well. Some of the older melodeon recordings we've been listening to, you can't really hear the left hand. We've reached about the midpoint in our show now. You're listening to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. So I'd like to take a little bit of time to talk about the annual fall fundraiser, which is going on right now. We're asking all of our listeners to please pledge your support to KRVS and to all of the great shows that are brought to you over the airwaves here in Acadiana and to online listeners around the world throughout the year, day after day, week after week. There are a bunch of great local producers here, as well as many national shows that are brought to you here. And we really appreciate any amount that can be given, any support that you can give to us. You can donate online at krvs.org and in the pledge section there. Or if you prefer to call, the lines will be open tomorrow all day long. I believe they open at 5 a.m. and they'll stay open until 6 p.m. And you can reach us here toll-free at 1-800-892-6827. There are also a number of gifts available for various levels of giving, including a great CD of old Cajun honky-tonk music, which I really enjoy. That's at the $125 level. There's a KRVS festival chair at the $250 level. Or at the $75 level, there's a mug, a tote bag, and various T-shirts. You can even make a tax-deductible donation of a car, a truck, an RV, a boat and trailer, or a motorcycle. If you have any of those things hanging around that you want to get rid of, KRVS is the perfect place, perfect way to get rid of them, and write it off in your taxes when April rolls around. And if $75 is too much for you, you could give a dollar a week for KRVS, $52, and we'll show our appreciation for that gift with a folding fan or a KRVS handkerchief. And if even that is beyond your means, please don't hesitate to give anyway. Anything you can give is greatly appreciated to help keep this great radio station and all these shows on the air. Thank you so much for your continued listening and support. Now we'll continue on the show here from the Shamrock Shore with a recording of P.J. Conlon. P.J. Conlon, I mentioned earlier, he's a melodeon player that Alan Morris Rowe did a lot of research on. And in fact, Morris Rowe did a lot of the legwork for a CD of P.J. Conlon that was recently released on Old Time Records. It's a collection of all of his recorded works. It's a great, great CD. If you enjoy what you're listening to today, that's a great one to listen to. P.J. lived from 1885 to 1954, and he immigrated to New York from Milltown in County Galway when he was young, and he made his first recording for Columbia Records in 1917 and continued recording until 1930. He frequently recorded alone, but he did do some duets as well, and we're going to listen to a duet of him playing with the great fiddle player James Morrison, and they play for us The Tap Room and The Moving Bogs. And this was recorded in 1929. Thank you.
How about you singing us that half a crown song?
All right, then, me bye, I will.
I took my girl to a fancy ball. It was a social hop. We stayed all night until the break of daylight, waiting for the music to stop. Into a restaurant we went, the finest on the street. She said she was not hungry, but this is what she eat. A dozen raw, a plate of slaw, a chicken and a roast. Asparagus in apple sauce with soft-shell crab on toast. An Irish stew and dumplings too, her appetite made me frown. When she called for pie, I thought I'd die. Well, I had but a half a crown. You bet I wasn't hungry. I didn't care to eat. I've got money in my clothes, the best they can be beat. She took things so easy, she had an awful tank. She said she was not thirsty, but this is what she drank. A glass of ale, a gin cocktail, it made me shake with fear. A ginger pop with rum on top, and then a jug of beer. A whiskey stein, a glass of wine, she sure could drink it down. When she called for more, I fell on the floor, for I had but a half a crown. You bet I wasn't hungry, I didn't care to eat. Expecting every moment to be kicked out in the street. She said she'd bring her friends around someday and we'd have fun. I show the man my 2 and 6, and this is what he done. He smashed my nose, he tore my clothes, he hit me on the head. Grabbed me by the collar then till I was nearly dead. He caught me where my pants hung loose, he turned me upside down. Take my advice, don't try it twice when you've got but a half a crown.
That was the Flanagan Brothers from 1933 with the Half Crown song. They were a hugely popular Irish-American entertainment band, dance hall band, from the 1920s and the 1930s, one of the most popular group of Irish entertainers in New York City. They were born in the 1890s in County Waterford and moved with their family to settle in Albany, New York, around the turn of the century. The banjo and melodeon were a really popular combination for the dance hall bands in the day because they were ideal with the lack of amplification at the time. So the Shamrock Band, Dan Sullivan's Shamrock Band, which we heard earlier, and the Flanagan Brothers were two of the most popular of those bands playing for dances. We're going to move over back to the Connemara melodeon players here with a track from Johnny Connolly from 1993 playing Bonnie Kate and Jenny's Chickens. Thank you. was P.J. Hernan playing Two Reels, Hand Me Down the Tackle, and The New Mown Meadow from a recording originally made in 1978 and then later re-released. P.J. was born in Connemara in County Galway as well, although he now lives in Sligo. And the first melodeon player we heard in that set was Johnny Connolly, also from Connemara. In the middle, we heard the harmonica player Eddie Clark from County Cavan, born there in 1945. He played harmonica from the mid-60s to the 1980s, but sadly passed away in 2004. He played there for us, Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. We'll continue with a song from Dedannon, The Banks of Red Roses, with Charlie Piggott on the accordion. This is From the Shamrock Shore, here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
On the banks of red roses, me love, and I sat down, and I took out me fiddle for to play me love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed, and she said, oh, me Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me? Oh, when I was a young girl, I heard me mother say that I was a foolish lass and easy led astray. And before that I would work, I would sooner sport and play with me Johnny on the banks of red roses. Well, he took her to his lodge, and he treated her to tea, saying, drink, me dearest Molly, and come along with me. Saying, drink, me dearest Molly, and come along with me to the sweet and lovely banks of red roses. Then they walked and they talked till they came unto a cave where Johnny of the day had been digging up a grave. Where Johnny of the day had been digging up a grave for to leave his lassie low among the roses. Then he took out a penknife, it was both long and sharp, and he plunged it right into his own dear Mary's heart. And he plunged it right into his own dear Mary's heart, and he left her lying low among the rocks. Thank you.
That was Paul Brock with John Kimmel's In the Floating Bow. And before that, we heard another track from John Kimmel himself, The Irish Boy March, from 1907. We started off that set with the song The Banks of Red Roses from De Dannon. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Heather Cole Mullen. And I'd like to ask you again, please, if you enjoy what you hear on this show and on all the other great shows on KRVS, consider going to krvs.org to the pledge page and contributing so that we can continue to provide this great broadcasting that you have come to rely on and listen to week after week. I'm going to go out with a set of waltzes from John Gannon, who we heard earlier in the show, and his son Cullum. This is Galway Bay and Trasna na Donta.